without any warning. And I mean zero warning. And as a result, Panags almost ended up with a huge upset that night called by Kayla O'Neill.
They were looking very good for a very long time, but obviously the better team ended up winning that day. But it was almost a great prediction by Kayla, and it's good to see you and glad to have you back as well.
She dusted off the old jacket even, so it's good to see. And now for a programming note. We have some very exciting news. It's a week late, but The Strong Side returns this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com. But new this year, we are now video live streaming on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for WLEW Sports, and you can watch myself, Dave Hanson, and Paul B. Adams recapping the past week of high school football in a brand new studio.
Absolutely. Can't wait to check out that studio and have the show there. So make sure you tune in 7 p.m. Keep in mind, we can't make it to every single playoff game, so we will cover one, and then we will fill you in on what happened with all the details in the other ones. It's an absolute hour that goes by so fast, you'll want to tune in.
I appreciate you saying that, Dave, as well. And we can only cover one team a week, unfortunately. But like we said, The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1, WLWSports.com, and now also streaming live on YouTube. Hit subscribe, turn on notifications, so we can get all the subscribers we want and need. The Greater Thumb Conference titles have been handed out. Now all that's left is a classic crossover game that's been happening every year since 1973. Stay right here. Up next, we'll have our Media Roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Conic Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mark McConnell, Kayla O'Neill, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from the friendly and distant confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. The rain is going sideways once again here from Harbor Beach, blowing inland to the shore, at least tonight. And it's now time for our Media Roundtable, presented by Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley. If you're looking for the latest models from Chevrolet, look no further than Thompson Chevrolet. Find new roads. Join me tonight from the Huron County View in person. It's the Troy Aikman of Hot Mike's, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, the top spotter in Michigan's 25th State Senate District, Dan Benke, and our reigning Media Roundtable champion and director of sports information via text message, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we deem a Media Roundtable winner. In the last broadcast, which was 2 weeks ago, our guest color commentator, Ed Klump, was our winner, so he gets a gold star, nothing more. But the closest after that was, no surprise here, Doug Cole.
The guy's a machine. What do you want me to say? I mean, I wasn't here, so I didn't get a shot at him, but I guess I'm not surprised either. I think you said it best.
No, Doug's having an excellent season. You know, I would have liked to have had an opportunity to pick last week's game. I was going to go with Bad Axe. That's not hindsight. It was kind of a desperation move. I don't know if Doug would have played it safe or went with Bad Axe, so it would have been interesting. Maybe I could have got off the schneid, but we'll circle the wagons and try again today.
We're still in desperate times here, Paul.
I think the best way to describe Doug Cole to our listeners is kind of a Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Yeah. If you ever know Doug Cole, that's what it is. And, of course, Dining with Doug will return next week. So we unfortunately could not line up Cooking with Kayla this week, so Dining with Doug will return next week. And let's get back to it. So how it works, each Media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game with the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug won the last time, he will go last. So tonight's order leading off is Paul P. Adams, followed by Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and then, Dan Benke, and then Doug Cole. So, Paul P. Adams.
Well, I know how this works. No matter what I pick, Dave's going to go one over or one under. So, I'm just going to try to nail this one right on the button. And I think USA, you know, obviously has the two losses, but two quality losses on the road to Lakers and the shootout with Cass City. I think the real key for the Patriots has been the play of Connor Gettle at quarterback. He got thrust into that role at Lakers, and you could tell that USA was all out of sorts. But we got to see really him come together and lead this team against at Cass City, and then really turn in a fantastic effort with his legs and his arms at Vassar last week. So I think USA is going to win this game. I think you'll see more of Gettle. I'm going to go with USA 34, Harbor Beach 20.
34-20, a 14-point victory for the USA Patriots, according to Paul P. Adams, sports editor of the Huron County View. Next, we have our very own Dave Hansen.
If I had notes written down, you'd have nailed every single point that I could have made.
That's all right. Just take my score.
And the reason I like all those points is USA started with Engelhardt at quarterback because he had the ability to get the ball to a guy named Gettle. Well, when he's gone, now you put your best player, and he touches the football on every single play. And I think Coach Hahn has realized that is the absolute best move that could have happened to his offense, sparked his offense. Of course, he'd love to have Engelhardt in that offense somehow, but Gettle has taken that job, and he's not looking back, and he's done an excellent job. On the other side of the field, yes, it's in Harbor Beach. It's a tough place to play. But these winds out here, this rain, this field, the way it is, does not set up for a team that the last time I saw him ran for negative yards in a game. Yeah, they threw for 350, but Good luck doing it in this situation, in this weather conditions. I just don't think Harbor Beach can, A, stop the run, and I don't think their offense can run the ball efficiently enough to create first downs and stay on the field. So I think USA Patriots win this one also, and I think they win it going away. I got them at 30-7.
30-7, a 23-point victory, according to Dave Hansen for the USA Patriots. Moving on, Dan Banky, he's in route right now, so he texted me in his score.